Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead. And we're back to our regularly scheduled bullshit after our fun week last week.
Yes.
I just edited that today. It was fun.
I think that I really believe that everybody needs that from time to time.
Yeah, you know? I think so.
Everybody needs some nonsense in their life.
Just absolute nonsense.
Well, guess what I did this week?
What did you do this week?
Besides passing a kidney stone, that was horrific.
Yeah, that's horrific.
But I went and got them baby squished. Oh, I went and did my breast exam. This is October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I do realize that some people are not on board with doing the mammograms and stuff.
I'm against mammograms.
But I will tell you how important it is to, you know, if you're not going to do that, at least do the self-check monthly. Because you have to be proactive for yourself. It affects so many people. Have you noticed how many more frequent cases there are of breast cancer now? I still think it has to do with our food sources.
Oh, I really believe that.
All the chemicals and crap that's
been I just check, like, every time. I check every day. Like, I'll just mush around on them and make sure there's nothing different. And I've done that since I was, what, maybe 12?
Yeah.
It was like in the early 90s, my grandmother had like it wasn't a poster, like it was small, like the size of a post-it. But it hung back there, like right next to the shower, of how to do a self-breast exam.
Yeah.
And so I've just always done that.
And they had some of those at the breast clinic that I went to that you could hang on your shower. But, you know, with it being October, this is pink month. It really is, which I love pink. So there you go. But, no, I really highly encourage you to, if you're not opposed to mammograms, go get that mammogram done. And like I said, at least do a self-check on yourself once a month minimum. When you're in the shower is the easiest time to do that.
Yeah, when you're kind of soapy, it's very easy to just check. See if there's any changes you can feel. I'm of the opinion that sometimes mammograms can cause a problem. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Just by smashing your tissue.
And just because I have a friend that's been through this with breast cancer, too.
Yeah.
If you've had any injuries where you have trauma to the chest area, you need to make sure that you're checking. Because I know that damage, like if you have a high impact trauma to the breast area, it can cause cancer to grow.
Yes.
So just make sure you're on top of that, ladies, because we only got one set of boobies.
Yes, absolutely, I agree.
And your life is more important than being worrying about how humiliating it is to have somebody touch your boobs. They put your boob where they want.
It's very weird.
It's weird though.
It's not that part that I have an issue with. It's the smashing of the tissue. Because to me, I feel like that causes
trauma. Yeah.
Which can cause cancer, so I would prefer not. And also, I have like more like fibrous breast tissue, and so my boobs are kind of thick.
Yeah.
And so I just feel like that's asking for a problem, and I don't want to do that.
I think that mine must be the fatty tissue because mine's already shaped like it. They squeeze pretty easy.
Yeah, I feel like that would just be so painful for me personally, but I do check. Like,
Have you ever had one?
No, but okay, my mom had ant bites for boobies. Like,
it is for people that are small breasted. It is a little bit more painful because they're trying to get as much as they can in there.
Yeah, and so I have done research on my own, but, like, her experience was so not good. And she would go every year and get her mammogram or however often you're supposed to do it. And
My age, they're telling me I have to go every year.
Yeah, and when I had my hysterectomy, they were like, you need to start doing this at 35. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. No. So I shower every morning before I get ready for work, and I just feel around on my boobies and make sure they feel the same. And
sorry guys, if there's any guys out there listening, this is probably a weird topic, but I mean, maybe you want to do the same thing with your ball sack. I don't know.
Men can get breast cancer too.
Yeah,
so,
they can.
What was it, Montel Williams had breast cancer?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's a idiot. But yeah. Anyway, back in the day, like, he was a talk show host, and he for sure had breast cancer. So men can also get breast cancer, so feel your boobies. So, yeah, everybody check all your body parts for cancer.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. On the daily.
I don't do it daily. I mean, I kind of do, but I don't.
Well, I just, you know, it's quick. It's just, you know. When you're washing them,
I did have that happen one year that I had, I had a spot that it was absolutely, but it was weird because it was like long and it was just kind of raised and I was like, oh my God, I started freaking out. Mm-hmm. And so I called and made an appointment and I went and did the mammogram and they told me, they said, okay, I'm taking you back to the room, but don't get dressed. Somebody's going to come in to see you. I started freaking out. Oh my God, I was freaking out because whatever it was showing up on the mammogram for sure. It wasn't just in my mind. And so they ended up taking me back and doing the 4D ultrasound. And that one is not.
See, like,
they would change to that.
I want to have that done. And there used to be a place in Tyler that did it and cost $1,500. Insurance does not cover that or did not back a few years ago.
Yeah.
But I think now you have to go to, like, Dallas to have that done.
I would think that they could do that people instead of a mammogram.
Well,
and
it's not
insurance pay for that because it's not causing any trauma.
I feel like that's non-invasive and it's...
But I have spoke to somebody else that is a two-time breast cancer survivor. And she said that the very first time... that the type of cancer she had would not have been detectable with that ultrasound. It only showed up because she did the mammogram. I don't remember what type of cancer it was. It was a different type. But in that sense, she was very blessed that she did go ahead and do that mammogram. And then later, the second one that she had, it ended up that they had to do the ultrasound to be able to see clearly what it was. Mm. Shout out to her, by the way. Her name is Kimmy J. I follow her on TikTok, and she does live shows in the mornings.
Yeah, she's been coming up on my TikTok.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I love her so much. She is just a very inspirational... She's an inspirational woman. She actually is a recovering addict who has turned her life into being... She is a coach for people that are going through addictions and stuff.
Hmm.
And she's also a writer, and she writes poetry, and she gives, like, daily affirmations and things like that.
I
want to
say it was this morning, I think, she, like, came up on my TikTok, just, like, on my For You page.
Nice. Today, I was on her live this morning.
And I did not see
that. We were just, you know, all talking, and we actually started talking about breast cancer awareness. And I was telling them all, hey, you know, I went and did my mammogram, did that, and got it done. That was yesterday. And, anyway, we started talking about different things that you and I have talked about how I don't believe it's just a conspiracy, that it is more profitable for these big pharma and things like that to keep us sick instead of curing things.
Yeah.
And as we were talking about that, I guess it offended somebody and they reported her and all of a sudden the thing just dropped off.
And see, that's one of my problems with why I don't want to have a mammogram is because I feel like that's big pharma causing damage to people's breasts, causing cancer, and then they can, okay, now we've traumatized your tissue, maybe you get cancer, and then we can give you poison to, quote unquote, make it better and take all your money. Like, it's a big cycle. Like, I just can't with it.
I do. I believe in getting it done just because I've lost... Listen, I've lost family members, but they were not blood relatives of mine. To the best of my knowledge, I don't have any breast cancer in my
family. Yeah, it doesn't run in my family. Lung cancer runs in my family.
Yeah.
And so I'm back on my I'm not smoking, and I'm not a lot of fun to be around.
Gotcha. Well, anyway, so. Kimmy got kicked off because somebody reported her because it offended them that we were talking about big pharma and the government in general allowing all this crap in our foods and things like that.
Oh, God.
And so all I was thinking of is this is worse censoring than what was happening to us on Facebook during all the pandemic stuff and all that. Like, they literally are censoring the heck out of what you talk about. They didn't even give a chance for her to explain what she was talking about or what we were talking about. They literally just kicked it off and told her she was banned for 7 days. Like, that was insane to me.
Yeah, that's crazy. I just think, well, and I've said it here before, you know, people with certain political affiliations and certain mindsets, they don't give grace to other people. And they don't give,
have you seen the Hannah Brown pop up on your TikTok? The things about this girl named Hannah Brown?
No.
I keep seeing tons of videos about this girl. Okay, she's absolutely not a conservative, but she doesn't post any political stuff at all on her content. Everything she does is comedy, okay? Mm-hmm. And she is, I think she's a more conservative side of liberal.
Mm-hmm.
She's never voted Republican or anything like that. But with sympathy in her heart, she made the decision to go to the Charlie Kirk Memorial.
I did see that. That's the content creator, and she's getting canceled for going to that.
Yes, the conservatives. Not the conservatives, the left.
She's like a bartender or something.
Yeah, waitress. I think
she's like a waitress or something. She's a waitress. Yeah.
But yeah, she's getting canceled by her own people because of the fact that she felt like that was trash to tear down that family and to not honor his memory just because he had ideas that she didn't agree with. She made the decision to go to his memorial, pay her respects.
Intolerance for me. The other side is the most intolerant group of people. You can't say this. You can't do this. You can't blah, 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 blah. And here we are on this side of, free speech is a thing. Say what you want to say.
It is.
Like, do what you want to do. Vote the way you want to vote. Like, we have more tolerance than, quote, unquote, the party of tolerance.
Yes.
Because they're so rigid in their thinking of, you have to do this, you have to think this way, you have to be this way. Like,
okay, so this is where it blows my mind that conservatives are accused of being in a cult. Whenever that is cultish behavior. How can they not see that that is cultish behavior? It is ridiculous. But I made the decision to go find that girl on TikTok, and I follow her.
Yeah.
And I'm encouraging everybody, go follow her. Let her page get flooded with love.
I'm going to go follow her
from all
right now.
The conservatives. Let them just get flooded with love.
She was one that would come up on my stuff sometimes. Do you know who else brings me joy on TikTok? The Dandelion Crayon Girl.
I don't think that I've seen her.
Let me see what her name is. Her name's Lakenzo. And her favorite childhood crayon was the dandelion. And she just has a whole collection of dandelion crayons. Like, it's just all of this stuff.
Huh.
She just makes me happy. I don't know. I don't care what her political affiliations
but
are.
But that's it, is that people that are conservative don't ban everybody just because they don't agree with every little aspect. And I say again what I've said on so many episodes, and that
is, my son follows her.
You're not going to agree with anybody 100%
of the time. Is it this one that's the check mark?
Yes.
Okay. I'll follow her right now.
I think.
Well, I know my son is following this one.
It's her.
Yeah.
I wonder which one is the real one. There's two. She could have a backup account.
I'm going to follow this one that my son's following. I'll do that.
She should have like a whole crap ton of followers.
She's got 1 million.
Yep, that's her.
And then there's this old lady on TikTok. I say old lady. She's probably like in her 60s, but she's very prim and proper. I think I've sent her to you before. She's got black hair. And she's very thin, and she thrifts all her clothes. And she's real Christian. And, like, sometimes she does Jesus stuff, and I'm like, eh. But she does, like, fashion stuff. She makes me so happy. She's like, and these are my accessories. And she talks like a Oh, it cracks me up.
I hope that's me one day.
The next time she comes up on my For You page,
I take that back. I will never be prim and proper. I do have a side of myself that is very public.
Yeah, I've got my public side, and then there's whatever this is.
I mean, I try to be the same person regardless, but there's been times that I have had to watch my mouth, like while I'm at work.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because it doesn't happen often. Most people come into the place where I work, people come in there with the intention of being happy. Mm. Opposite of yours. Sometimes people come in here with the intention of being sad.
Yeah, I get sad, mad, all of the things in here. So,
but people come in there to be happy, and every once in a while you have somebody come in there. I'm going to tell a story because I don't even know who the girl was, so nobody's even going to be able to guess who it was. So I think it's okay. If we have local listeners, I doubt you would even figure out who it was. But this girl, I don't know her, okay? She came inside and she was talking on the phone to somebody on speakerphone, right? And I think it was her mother she was talking to. But this girl was maybe in her 30s or so. I don't know. And her mother finally said, "Where are you at?" And she said, "I'm at the Tiki Hut." And she said, "Why are you shopping there? They're too expensive. They think they're better than everybody else." I was like, what? Okay, first of all, you're in a boutique.
It's not boutiques gonna be, are expensive.
It's not going to be dollar store price. And we're not even a high-end boutique. We're a very, my opinion, if you're shopping boutique, it's a very affordable boutique.
Yeah.
I mean, you're...
And Linda does deals all the time. Like, yeah. I came in there today and got three different things for like $110.
Oh, yeah. And the boots that you got, those were $110 anyway by themselves originally.
Yeah, one of my besties gave me a gift certificate. It was Christy. Christy gave me a gift certificate. But then there was like a... Linda had some type of sale of like pay full price for something.
So this makes... They must have been Democrats.
Oh my God.
To be saying don't shop there, but you have your mindset that we think we're better than you because our prices aren't the same as the Dollar General.
Yeah, I mean, there are flower shops around that have lower prices than me, but like I know what I pay for things wholesale.
Yeah.
And if I could lower my prices, I would.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
I mean, it's not like I'm out here trying to gouge people. Girl, it's just shit costs what it costs.
I have seen how Linda does markup, and she is very fair on her markups. And there's another boutique that's not local, but local enough to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes we carry some of the same products. And, girl, they get together and they discuss it. They're not competitors. Mm-mm. They're boutique sisters, you know?
Yeah.
They help each other and they support each other.
You know, I have gifty stuff here in the flower shop. And every time I order from a new place, like when Linda had the gifty stuff at that other place she had, I would call her and go, "Hey, do you order from this place? If you do, what do you get from there? If you don't, what do you think? I'm going to order." You know, like, I've always run it by Linda because she's really the only other... She was really, like, the only other gifty place in town.
Yeah.
So, I tried to not have the same stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do in business.
I think so. Support each other.
Yeah.
Befriend each other. Like,
and, yeah, and Linda's my customer, and I'm...
We're all sharing the same customers, seriously.
Yeah.
And you know what? If I lose a customer because they would rather have dollar store prices, I'm okay with
that. Girl, go shop at the dollar store. Dollar store's got cute clothes.
I'm okay with that.
Family Dollar used to, and I haven't done it in years because I don't like skinny jeans really anymore. But back when skinny jeans were like super popular, they had these skinny jeans that were like elastic waist. And they were super cute, flattering, like fit nicely. They were $12.
Yeah.
For jeans, like denim jeans. And they had like a big, thick, like flattering elastic around the top. I bought those jeans all the time for $12.
Yeah.
Also, that was what I could afford.
Also, but you have to be careful what you're buying as far as what you're wearing in here.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, Sandy's told me so many times that she's told Rachel, I know you listen. She tells Rachel all the time to
Rachel be
wearing... don't wear your nice clothes to work because you're going to get lily boogers on them.
Listen, I had gone a year or so ago to go see Roseanne Barr. And I got a t-shirt there. And I knew when I bought it, this is a white t-shirt. I don't know why I'm getting this, but it was a cute t-shirt. Anyway, and I wore that to work the other day and got Lily boogers all over me. I think that shirt's probably ruined. I tried to treat it, but...
Maybe you can tie-dye it or something.
I'll do something with it. Because it's a cute top, and I paid like $45 for it, so...
That hurts.
Yeah. But yeah, I tell everybody that comes to work here, like, do not wear Lily Pulitzer up here. Do not wear anything nice up here, which these pants came from Tiki Hut. I've got shit all over me, but it happens.
It does. It does, and I mean, and I have nothing against somebody buying their clothes from somewhere else. That's not the whole point of it. The point is, like, why would you say something like that whenever you chose to walk, if you choose to walk into a boutique, you should expect it to have boutique prices.
I mean, for the most part, for work. I know
what we have to pay.
Yeah. For the most part, for work, and I know you and I have gotten crossways about Shein, but for the most part, I wear my Shein clothes to work because I can't afford to buy an expensive, nice pair of jeans from the Tiki Hut and wear them to work and get Lily boogers all over them, where I can get a pair of jeans.
I'd rather you go buy them from the dollar store.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Or Goodwill. I love Goodwill. Oh, my God. I love Goodwill. It's like, I'm not saying...
I have to be in the mood for Goodwill.
Yeah, I love it because of the fact that you can treasure hunt every time you go into a place like that. But, like, my opposition to Shein is not... It's not somebody buying something at a cheaper price. My opposition is because they have completely cut out American anything. Yeah. Like, every dollar you spend goes directly to China.
Yeah, I haven't ordered anything from there in a long time.
I feel like it kills our economy. Because there's so many businesses. Like, I was even surprised. You know, I love that little boutique that was in Gilmer. West Avenue or Avenue West, something like that. Anyway, Erin West was the owner of it. She's closed.
Really?
She closed, and she had a gorgeous boutique. And, I mean, she was so beautiful. She would model her clothes. This is the same girl that Shein stole her pictures.
Yeah.
And they reproduced the clothing she was wearing.
Yeah, and then
used her picture. So they stole the design, and then they stole the pictures. And you not only cut out any American tax dollars coming into your own area, but you also cut out for that designer. Yeah. That designer didn't get paid for that you stole. Mm-hmm. And then you stole somebody's photographs. Like, that to me was like, that's a line. And there's nothing we can do about it because it's a foreign country doing it.
There is a sweater right now in my Shein cart that I want really bad. And I'm going to show it to you. Remember that leather skirt that I got at the Tiki Hut not too long ago that's like maroon?
Oh, the color, yeah.
That color. Yeah. Okay, so let me show you this sweater that I wanted to wear with that.
Hold on. Oh, my. I love that. That's going to cover your sweater complete, or the sweater's going to cover your skirt.
I mean, but I would like tuck it in the front, like do a little French tuck.
Yeah. Are you going to wear a little collared shirt with it? That's cute.
Maybe. It's like a big, chunky, like, cable knit sweater with, like, a leather skirt.
It's like you're wearing a blanket.
Yeah.
A nice, fuzzy one.
I mean, look how cute.
Yeah, that's really cute.
So, I want that.
You know, that would be a dress for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I just need to call Linda and go, Linda, I need you to find me these things.
Here's my hypocrisy. I will not buy from Shein or Temu or any of that. You remember Wish?
I do remember Wish. I never bought anything from Wish.
Oh, I won't buy anything from any of those, but I have bought off of TikTok Shop, and I knew it was coming from another country.
Yeah,
so that's kind of hypocrisy.
I have bought stuff off TikTok Shop.
I got Brittany a birthday present off of TikTok Shop the other day, and I can tell you what it is because she already knows because she sent it to me, and she said, I love this. I want this. And it's a it's black in the, it's like a little thing you hang on your wall, right? And it's shaped like a coffin.
fun.
Okay, and it has a hand coming out of it that's just kind of sitting upright, and you hang your jewelry on it.
Oh, it's that's a
necklace,
fancy.
Necklace and bracelet holder. Oh,
that's fancy.
And I was just like, that's perfect for Brittany. I already got it in. It's so cute.
Yeah, that's perfect for her.
She said, I want this. I said, done.
Yeah.
I don't know what Sean will think about it. Sean and Brittany are so opposite. It's like sunshine and midnight.
Have you seen the bookshelves that are made, and then when you die, you can disassemble the bookshelves and it makes a coffin?
No.
Yeah. I want that. It's like it's bookshelves, and it's like shaped like a old-timey coffin. But it has all the slats and everything can be, like, assembled. When you die, you take it apart and it builds a coffin and you can be buried in it.
Well, I'm not going to be buried in a coffin, so I don't need a coffin.
I would like to be...
a little tiny coffin-shaped urn for me.
Yeah, I told my kids I wanted to be cremated, and they're, like, half are on board and half are, like, no. So I was like, well, y'all can figure it out because I'll be dead and I won't care. Yeah, I won't be
there, no.
I was like, but do not spend stupid amounts of money on my funeral, because that's crazy.
Yeah, my husband and I talked to our girls about it, and they both were on board with it. And we kind of explained why we wanted to do it that way. I mean, because you are going to turn to dust anyway, regardless.
Yeah.
But
well, like, my mom wanted to be cremated, and I just couldn't do it. And I spent probably $15,000on funeral. And I bought her new clothes for her visitation and, like, all of that stuff. And that was silly. She didn't want that. And also, she was not there. That was for me.
Yeah.
So, don't do that.
It is. If it's for you and it makes you happy, do it. If it makes you happy, do it. My parents, I spent $30,000 on their funeral. And I don't mean altogether. I mean separately. I spent $30,000 on their funerals. Because they got the thickest steel vault that you could buy, and, you know, whatever else. So, yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah, funerals are expensive. And she just
that got... was a lot. That was a lot, but it was those vaults. Those vaults cost a lot.
I didn't get the fanciest vault for my mom.
Well, the only reason why I got it is because my mother absolutely said that she wanted it. And by golly, if my mom wanted it, we were going to get it, you know? And so we did. We honored her wish, and we got the thickest one there was. And then when my dad passed, there was no way I was going to give that to my mom and not do it for my dad. So, yeah. I mean, you know, in a lot of ways, that was wasting $15,000 right there.
Yeah.
You know.
They wanted it.
Yeah.
And
I had good parents. I had good parents. Like, there is nothing I can say. Besides, you know, they deserve whatever we could do.
Yeah, I agree. My mom. Yeah.
Yep. That turned morbid really quick.
That did. I don't want to talk about any of that anymore. You want to talk government shutdown?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Let's talk about the idiocy that's going on.
So, listen, here's the thing. If you are...
It feels like this is a bad episode of World's Dumbest or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I get it. Like, people are more liberal in their beliefs of, like, different things. And then other people are more conservative in what they believe is right. Here's the thing. Here's the way I feel about the Constitution. It is a black and white document. Right, that has been written and amended and should be adhered to because it's the right thing to do that's been voted on many generations of, like, over 200 and almost 250 years. Like, just do what it says.
Yep.
And so, you know, I think Chuck Schumer is a fucking dumbass.
And I know he is.
Would say that to his face. And I think it's hilarious that right now in, like, on the Congress floor, they have these big screen TVs that are playing footage from Chuck Schumer from several years ago, Nancy Pelosi from several years ago, like different Democrat politicians talking about how shutting down the government's wrong, like all these different things that they're doing right now and touting that
it's hypocrisy, the right once again, that's the word.
So, I mean, you know, just maybe open your eyes. Well, if you're a more liberal person, just open your eyes and maybe take a look around.
Who is the golden president that everybody keeps spouting about? The golden president. That was Obama. He was the one, the big
He's fixing to go to prison.
The change in America. And guess what? Guess what? He repeatedly was saying, and like you can go back and watch different interviews that he did during that whole time when he was campaigning. It was about how we have got to do something about all these illegals that are coming into our country.
And he's going to be lucky.
He campaigned on that.
He did do that. And he's going to be lucky if he escapes prison with all the shit that he's done.
Oh, no doubt. No
like,
doubt.
And I'm,
but the whole thing is like, it's like they don't disagree with it. I don't think they do. I think they want to be opposite.
Just, I just think it's just the drama. And like,
if Trump says this, we have to do that instead. Period.
Yeah. And like, I think it's so funny. Trump was trying to hand out some Trump 2028 hats. It's like a joke.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody, like, took it seriously. Like, he was trying to give them out to, like, members of Congress. And they were like, you can't do that. But it was a joke to begin with. Because it's funny as shit.
Who was the dude that he posted on his
thing? Oh, with the sombrero? I don't know. But did you see what J.D. Vance said about that? He was like, it's funny. We have high-stress jobs. Yeah. Like, maybe don't be a dumbass and we'll take it down. How about that?
Yep.
Like, it was funny as shit.
He told them to come back to work instead of this shutdown bull crap. And
some more box wine.
He said for them to come back and he would promise there'd be no more memes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just, and it's, you know, we sit here and we laugh about it, but, like, I don't think the Democrat Party realizes what a joke it's become. And it's not me being like, it's not me and you sitting here being like, we're better than. It's that common sense, my friend.
I mean, I'm not canceling anybody. Like, I do get so frustrated because of the stupidity. I'm more upset at the American, the average Joe American citizen that listens to this crap and believes it. I get more frustrated than them.
Yeah.
Because common sense should tell you this is wrong.
So, you know, how all my true crime podcasts that I listen to, I'm very frustrated with all of them. And I don't want to listen. Like, these are podcasts that I've listened to for years. I'm like, I'm attached to these girls.
Yeah.
But the stupid shit that they say, and like, there's one that I listen to, and I'll tell you what it is, and that's why we drink. One of the girls has recently decided she's bisexual, and that's fine and good. The other one is non-binary. She's been non-binary since the beginning, and that's fine and good. I don't have a problem with your sexuality. What I have a problem with is you pushing your sexuality onto me and forcing me to call you something or say, I don't care about your ideology. You can do whatever you want in the privacy of your bedroom. I don't give a shit. But I don't want, why is everybody's sexuality my issue?
Well, I feel like we have dumbed ourselves as a society down. Because whenever you cannot define what a woman is because it's not politically correct, you cannot say, this is what a woman is. For somebody to say, well, if you feel like a woman and you wear a dress, I'm going to say, so if a woman is wearing pants, does that mean she's not a woman? Like, I think
you
it's ridiculous.
Can catch me wearing a dress about twice a year, okay? I hate dresses. I am in jeans and a t-shirt type of girly.
But like, I am a girl.
But I'm a girl.
I'm a woman. I was born that way. It's in my DNA.
Well, I'll tell you what. Jeffree Star has been on point lately.
Yes, he has.
I love him. I've loved him for years. But he's also been the type of drag queen personality that's been like, I'm a biological man. I have a dick. This is what it is. I'll take that out. That was crude. Maybe I'll leave it in. But
But he is.
That's
like
not.
That.
But yeah. But like, that's not the crudest thing I've ever said on this podcast, and I've left in worse. So I'm not taking that out. But I mean, basically, that's what he said, and he was like, "Just because you put on a dress doesn't make you a woman."
Exactly.
And that is somebody in the community.
Yeah.
And I saw a bunch of TikToks earlier that LGB has broke up with the TIA. Because the lesbians, the bis, and the gays have broke up with the trans and the whatever else.
PTQs.
The rest of the alphabet.
Yeah.
Because there's two genders.
Yeah.
And you can be this gender, and you can be attracted to this gender, or both genders.
And
that's your business in your own private bedroom. Does not affect me. And I don't want to know about it. It's not for me to know. That's for your bedroom. Mm. That's for your little camcorder and your little whippies and all your fun toys you like to play with. That's for that. That's not for me.
Golly.
You got a vibrator? That's for your vibrator to know about.
That's not my business.
It's not my business. Mm-mm. So stop making your sexuality everybody else's problem. And also, do not call me cis or anything.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Like, don't call me shit because I'm a woman. I will be called a woman. If you need to address me as my gender, you may call me ma'am, woman, female, all those things.
I got called a breeder.
Girl, do you know that I would throw fucking hands?
Oh, it was a child. It was a boy that was very gay that was about 16 years old. He called.
Do you know that I would have
knocked
the shit out of a 16-year-old kid? No, you may. Also, I have a name. You can address me by my name. Don't address me by my gender because that does not define who I am.
Well, he was talking about me. Instead of to me, and
I heard it.
Mm-mm. And I was just like, he didn't lie. I do breed. Have two kids. But I'm a person.
Yeah. And that's too, like, I think part of the Democrat philosophy is, like, if you don't agree with all their ideologies, then you're less than. Like,
yeah.
You're not a person.
No, we were garbage, and then, what was it before garbage?
Did Hillary Clinton call us, and she's fixing to go to prison for whatever the fuck she did on Epstein Island?
I just
Island?
Remember the vagina hats. That was insane.
Oh, God. I cannot. She call us? It was, like, garbagey.
Oh, we were deplorables.
Deplorables. Yeah, bitch, he's deplorable now. You and your old man about to both go to prison.
I've been waiting for that. I believe that when I see it.
Well, they've been subpoenaed.
I know. I think, though, after all of this, because I know the whole deal that the left doesn't want to hear about, they stole the election, blah, blah, blah. They don't want to hear it, even though I do still believe it.
For sure.
I know for a fact that there was people using other people's Social Security numbers. And you have states that are trying to say that you don't have to have an ID to show up at the voting poll. Listen, you can't even go on a cruise without showing your dang valid ID. You can't go into the airport and fly on a plane to even vote.
Listen, have you seen the truck drivers that have gotten arrested and deported because on their legal government issued from California driver's license, it says no name given? Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I just can't
California, New York, some other states. Where it says where it's supposed to say a name, it says no name given.
This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. Listen, if you want to legally change your name to no name and that be your name, I mean, that's
one thing.
Here's
the thing is,
good Lord.
Go ahead and call me racist. Go ahead and do it now. I don't give a shit. The amount of white girls getting killed by black people from South America, people from not here, and they call it like single white female syndrome or something,
mm-hmm.
about all these white girls getting killed and it gets more press attention. Well, that's because there's a lot of it, dumbass.
I was going to tell you, I don't know if you saw this or not, you might have, heck, I might have sent it to you. I don't know. But there was, okay, right here, human trafficking at a Dallas strip club. Yeah. Did you see that?
I think you sent that to me, yeah.
Did I? Yeah, so all of these guys got arrested. Every one of them were here illegally.
Yeah.
And they have been trafficking literally two and a half hours from where we're at right now.
Yeah.
I'm not okay with that.
It doesn't surprise me.
I don't know why it is shocking for something to be that close to us. Because we are on the southern border.
We are. And, you know, and here's the thing. You know, it used to piss me off about all the people, like, going to Walmart in Mount Pleasant talking about this man followed me around the store. And I was like, kick him in the fucking nuts. Mm. Like, and I just couldn't make myself have sympathy about it. But now I feel like, man, I feel kind of bad.
Oh, it's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Like, at first I didn't believe it was a real thing. Because I would knock the shit out of somebody.
I'm going to tell you something. My heart goes out to any Gen X, Millennial, Gen Z, that are moms right now. Are there Gen Z moms? I think there are. I don't
know.
Yeah,
I think my kids are Gen Z, I think.
Yeah, yeah. My heart goes out to them for this reason. I mean, I remember not letting my kids just run around like I did and watching out for them because I knew that the world was a scary place at that point and people did bad things. It is so much worse for them.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be so careful about every little thing.
Yeah. I mean, my kids, you know, when my kids were growing up, my mother-in-law lived, like, a few doors down from us, and you could, like, go through the woods to get to her house, and they were allowed to, like, go down through the woods and go to her house.
Yeah.
But they were also aware of, you don't get in a car, if somebody stops, run. Like, we had safety talks.
But now they have entire groups that work together to steal people's babies in freaking public.
Yeah. And, you know, my daughter, you know, she's got a 6-month-old baby and she's paranoid every time she goes out. But
and if these snatchers are illegal, we have no documentation on who these people are.
Yeah. We have no way to track them.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Zeta walks twice a day and there's like a little neighborhood back behind where she lives, and so she knows a lot of people on that neighborhood, and like she only goes to that neighborhood, and people watch out for her. Like, she speaks to multiple people that live back there. And
yeah, I'm really proud of where both of my kids are living right now because I feel like it is safer. I'm not saying any place is completely safe at this point, but Brittany lives in a neighborhood that it's a fairly new development.
Yeah.
And
Zeta's moving there.
Oh, yeah.
In the next couple of years, probably.
Well, she's living in a new development that has, it's all family oriented, the people that are there. And I'm not saying there couldn't be a bad person there, but I'm saying that the neighbors that we have met and stuff, they all seem to be watching out. They all have kids that are close to that age. Most of them do. Right across the street from her, there's this couple that's just pretty much acts like their grandparents, you know?
Yeah. I feel bad for my daughter. My other daughter lives in Baton Rouge. And Baton Rouge is horrible.
Now, Sadie lives on Post.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's that. But, I mean,
military changes. <Okay. laughs> I love Pete Hegseth. I love him so fucking much. I can't even breathe how much I love him.
Okay.
Like, he came out there and was like, shave your fucking face and stop being fat. Like, he was like, I can get up every morning and do hard PT. If you can't, retire, find a new career, and fuck off. That's what he said.
Mm.
I fucking love it. And he was like, we're going back to the highest male standard. And I'm not saying that women can't do combat jobs, but if you can't pass a PT test, if you can't do the requirement of the job, then you don't get to have that job.
Yeah. Well, exactly how it should be.
Okay. And he was like, I am sick and fucking tired of seeing these fat fuck, I mean, talking about morbidly obese generals and high-ranking people. That's what's representing. And I don't have a problem with fat people. I don't. Like, you do you, boo-boo. But, like, if you're going to be in that position, you should look like you belong there, and you should be able to meet physical standards.
Well, I think that you should be. Now, I get, and even the military does
give allowances. I'll probably cut about half of that out.
The military does give allowances with age and stuff like that.
I mean, like, I remember when my dad, growing up, he had a PT test every however often, and he had to, like, he had to run so many miles, he had to do so many push-ups, he had to do all these things. I want to say it was once a month, like, every time he had drill, he had to do that.
Yeah.
And it was a very, like, rigid, he had to stay in shape, and he had to do that to maintain his rank.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s and 90s. And they've gotten away from doing that.
Well, they've gotten away from a lot of stuff.
And so now,
currently, they've gotten away from being able to pay anybody because of the government shutdown.
Yeah.
So that means that that's true. That affects my loved ones.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, they've given Trump, listen, they think, oh, we're going to stick it to Trump. Fuck Trump. Blah, blah. No, they handed him a fucking free pass to just fire everybody. They really did. Because he's like, cool, I'm going to fire everybody now. You're a Democrat, you're fired. If you're not essential, you're done. You're fired, and you're fired, and you're fired. I fucking love it. I think it's great.
Okay, here's a thought that I have with this whole thing. What is it going to take? I mean, this whole disagreeing with every single thing, like the ridiculousness of people taking Tylenol on purpose while
they're
pregnant.
Have you
seen stupid.
The woman that is like 17, 18 weeks pregnant, overdosed on Tylenol, is going to fucking die?
She did die is what
I did she die?
I think she did.
You really showed Trump with that. Overdose on Tylenol, killed yourself and your baby.
Yep.
Yeah, you really showed it to the man. Good job, dumbass.
It's stupid. But what I'm trying to say is the stupidity of going against everything because they think Trump said something and calling names during election years, coming up with all these deplorable and garbage and all this crap. Listen, have you not figured out yet that it has caused people to wake up? And people who never voted before, they're voting. And people who voted with the left, that have left the left.
John Fetterman?
A lot of people.
John Fetterman?
There's a lot of people that are swapping sides.
I like him. I'm going to tell you what. And I liked him even before he swapped sides because everybody was like, he had a stroke. He can't hold office, blah, blah, blah. Well, he damn sure showed everybody he could hold office. And he's done showed everybody that he can say what he thinks.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Stop right there. My daughter had a stroke when she was 30 years old. And guess what? She is rocking it.
Yeah. And so all those people that tried to drag him down and say that he didn't deserve to have whatever position, and look at him now, and he is sided with Republicans multiple times because he can see what the Democrat Party has become.
Yeah.
And, like, just because he had a stroke doesn't make him,
No,
he can see.
It is possible to bounce back from that. There is multiple causes of strokes, by the way. And you can treat the cause. And
I mean, did I think that he should have been elected in the health that he was in when he was elected? Maybe not, because he could not speak coherent sentences. But he has showed up and showed out.
Yeah.
And I like him. And as soon as he was elected and was like, hold up, this is what we're not going to do, I like him. Right now, I like him. Now, I might not like him later. We'll find out.
The current face, the public faces of that party is causing people. It's causing people to be so disgusted that they're changing
sides. If AOC. I cannot. With AOC, like, she's so fucking dumb.
I'm so tired of seeing Nancy Pelosi come back up, too, because...
Well, have you seen that there's going to be legislation against insider trading and that they're to live on their salaries only? Hmm. And that they will not be allowed to get millions and millions of dollars on their $100,000 a year salary anymore?
Wow, imagine that.
Wouldn't that be something? So, yeah, that's a thing that's coming.
Oh, and I got a thing the other day that said that, what is his name? Dan Huffines? Hold on, he's in Texas. I can tell you real quick. Don Huffines. He's Okay, he is saying that the government corruption is real that we have right now, but he's talking about what's going on in Texas, and he said that they're fixing a crackdown in Texas, and they're creating a DOGE department in Texas for Texas.
We need it.
So that they can...
Because the shootings and shit that happened in Dallas just the other day over ICE.
Well, this is talking about financial corruption.
Wait, hold on. Did you see that they blew up Ice Cube's
van?
Portland is so fucking messy.
Oh, my God.
Because they thought it was an ice truck, and it's fucking Ice Cube. You fucking dumbasses.
Oh, God.
I love Ice Cube so much. Fucking love Ice Cube.
Well, you know what's so funny about Ice Cube? I have to cuss. He's all about fuck the police, and I bet you that he wanted the police.
I bet he did. And when I say that I love Ice Cube, like, that's the shit I grew up on.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's what we listened to when we were kids. And so, but also, as a more conservative, as a conservative, I can sit there and say, I love Ice Cube. Do I love what he stands for? No. Do I love everything about him? No. But that's the music I listened to growing up.
Well, I'm going to tell you what a bad parent I was. Brittany had the movie Boys in the Hood.
Oh, my God.
Almost memorized.
That's a favorite.
And I had the soundtrack, and we would play. It was terrible for a little child to be listening to. It was terrible. But she would walk around repeating that movie. What'd she hit you for?
There are so many celebrities that I don't agree with their politics or whatever, but I will, there's some people that I absolutely am like, I'm not watching that shit because of who's in it. Ron Reynolds, Blake Lively, I was thinking, before all this shit happened, there ain't nothing shit to watch on TV. I thought I could rewatch Gossip Girl. That's a good one. Not now.
Well, she's ruined so much for me.
She's ruined a bunch of stuff. And she had...
But she would have never opened up her dang mouth.
If you just sit down, shut up, and entertain me, you dumb bitch.
She had some really good movies that
she did have some good movies. She had a really good one with Anna Kendrick. I can't remember the name of it, but it was Anna Kendrick was in it, and... ended up taking over her life. She faked her death and shit. It was really good. And then there was a sequel to it. And I watched it, but I didn't really care about it. Anyway, Blake Lively ended up being triplets. And it's stupid. It wasn't that even good. So, fuck it.
I loved The Age of Adeline.
That was such a good movie.
I loved that movie so much. And she did such a good job in that movie. And it makes me sick. I see it now come up as an option to watch.
Nope.
I will skip it every time.
You know what I think
I cannot stand her.
I think I'm going to watch Private Practice. I'm caught up on Grey's Anatomy. And I never did watch Private Practice.
Oh, I didn't tell you that I finished all of the regular Hello Duck.
Yes.
Completely. And I am on season 3 of the Mediterranean one.
Oh, the Med's my favorite. Yeah. The new season of the Med just started. Captain Sandy.
Yep. I like her. I liked her when she was on the other one, but I don't know.
Well, sometimes I like Captain Sandy, and there's a couple of times I just don't. The way she fired Homegirl, I wasn't a fan. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that.
I've had my love-hate relationship with Kat.
Kate?
It's Kat. Isn't it Kate? Is it Kate?
It's Kate. Yeah.
I've had my love-hate relationship with her because she can be a real bitch.
She can be a real bitch, but I just didn't agree with the way she was fired and what she was fired over, because she was fired over medication that she had a prescription for that everybody knew she had.
Oh, yeah. See, no, that is...
And that was shitty. You didn't have to do that. That could have been handled differently. But, I'm pissy because I'm caught up on Below Deck, and so now I'm having to wait week to week. So I'm annoyed about that.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to start watching Private Practice.
I'm going to start watching The Paper.
I never did, watch The Office all the way through.
Oh, I did.
Larry, no. Don't be butthole. He got some of these little bracelets that my niece made. He got, 3 of them. and started throwing them everywhere. And, like, there's one there, there's one under this table, and there's one up there in the floor in the front. And he just was, like, having the time of his life. I was like,
it's too, it's toys.
I guess. So I'm glad your bracelets are where he can't, or hasn't yet gotten them.
That's fun.
Yep. All right. Well, send us an email.
You can find us at werelittlebitdad@gmail.com.
werelittlebitdad@gmail.com. Listen, I fuck it up every time, and that's why I like it better when you spell it out.
I'm a spelling, what do you call it, a grammar Nazi? Spelling Nazi. God. I did not say I was a Nazi, you guys. Good Lord.
Just a grammar Nazi.
That's right.
Oh, God. That's for next week. Send us an email. You know, and I think it's so funny to me every time that, like, our first episode is, we're not going to talk about politics. Bullshit. That's all we talk about these
days. A year later.
It's, and that's all we talk about. Yeah. So our
we will have a special episode, though, for our anniversary. And I'm so excited.
Yeah. We're going to read some listener emails, some different comments, some different stories that have happened over the year.
Let's talk about our journey, too.
Yeah, it's fun. I've enjoyed this with you. We're having fun. We're doing the fun things. And it's for real, for real.
Yeah.
All right, well, we will catch you next week.
With more
of our bullshit.
Yep.
Bye.